Let us pray together, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we reach out to you from a world of war which threatens the safety of the whole world, a world in which only the very rich seem to be immune from deprivation. It's a world in which selfishness is far from the ideal demonstrated by Jesus, and we are ashamed that so often selfishness is accepted as normal, and care for each other is regarded as a weakness. Forgive us, dear God, for being so unlike Jesus, who gave his life for us, to know your love for us and how we should treat one another. We think of those just now who are suffering in the war zone of Ukraine, maiming not just the bodies but also the minds of adults and children. We pray the children will see examples of love in the middle of their environment of hatred. We remember too those we know who are grieving through bereavement. Even for Christians who are confident of being reunited with lost loved ones, separation can be so devastating. Grant, we pray, for them the kind of comfort only you can give, dear God. Raise up for us, we pray, people who will be beacons of light in a world which has far too many areas of darkness because of a lack of honouring the way you, our loving Heavenly Father, have clearly given as guidance for us so that we can live for the benefit of others. Convict persuasive people to apply their giftedness to highlight the wisdom of attending to and implementing your commands, dear Father God. In these moments, we acknowledge our need to live more selflessly, to be more like Jesus in the way we view people and the problems we face. And as your word says, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. These things we ask in the precious and worthy name of Jesus. Amen.